Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Ayibobo, divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are now listening live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Elogun, Oloye, Hudu, Obeya, Bokur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is truly and indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test at what are the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, my demonstration along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding. That place from where I begin, the place from where I realize and crystallize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine, all-blessed reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Tuesday, 12-12-2017, December 12th. 2017, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, Hoodoo Central, Black Hawk Voodoo, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and most enchanted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana. The land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo, Obeah life path and journey, passing down that great Obeah stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, spirits, and minerals. Please do continue to join me here live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience. High noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch, Revolutionary Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes. My direct blog talk radio URL is www.blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will be more than happy to open your mic and invite you into this square circle of gods and goddesses as we share and discuss revolutionary hoodoo, New Orleans voodoo secrets and recipes here on Blog Talk Radio. Eshua Legbuana Kosi Were Awo Omno Uto Ni Iwo Ada Afando Osi Obatalami Ita Ne Ebo Onilil Abani Shu. Eshu is a respected elder who flogs, confronts, and uncovers fools that one versed in mysteries uses truth to own you. He calls a scatter to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warnings is the one who is Eshu, Aboru, Aboye, Aboshishe, Ashe, Mara Ebos, reach your room. May our Ebos be accepted. May our Ebos allow we desire to come to pass. And so we say, Asheo and Ashe. Today, this great day, 12-12-2017, as we are sharing in this part of our world, the waxing crescent moon, now 28% at its illumination. This is a time to put a close to things, put an ending to things, to bury things and put them away. This is a time for gathering of grains, roots, nuts, literary and figurative purposes, for your body and your health and your mind, but also for your ritual work and for your magic. This is a time for preparing for the coming new moon and putting new things, new ideas, new practices, new works into motion. And another big alignment today concerns the inferior conjunction of the Sun and Mercury retrograde, activating 22 degrees of Sagittarius at 5:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that would be 7:50 p.m. Central Standard Time. The designation inferior conjunction is an astronomical term utilized because Mercury is now between the Sun and the Earth. The eminent astrologer Dr. Mark Edmund Jones and Dane Redhire referred to this stellar event as a new Mercury, when Earth dwellers can open their minds to absorb cosmic seed ideas and eventually develop them into ingenious literary, educational, scientific, and business projects. Those early hours in the morning, those 1, 2, 3 a.m. wake-up calls from spirit, as I suggested on yesterday's show, are indeed a great time to sew, crochet, bead, draw, write, type, things that have an artistic nature. But it's also a great time to design, create, reorder, renew business plans, administrative plans, ways in which we operate in business, ways in which we can fine-tune how we grow and develop individually, but also collectively in terms of business. That Libra moon remains a lunar dynamo for forming supportive 60-degree alliances with the Sun. And Mercury at 1:33 p.m. today. Stay clear of surprising coming out of the left field energy. Screen your calls. Be careful about inviting friends and family to communicate during this Mercury retrograde with you right now, particularly today, who you already know have a propensity to bring drama, bring negative energy. Find ways to creatively keep them at bay. Again, screen your calls, require people to leave a voicemail. Sometimes you have to be unavailable for the sanctity of your own mind and your own spirit, and dwell on things that are creative and productive and have a long-term goal and a long-term outcome and manifestation that would be beneficial to you personally, but also to the community. Art has a way of expressing our inner feelings, our inner dreams, our inner cosmos, but also as a three-dimensional, two-dimensional, as a representation of that inner world. It gives the viewer of the art an opportunity to self-create, to have their own idea about what the art speaks to them, what the piece of creative endeavor says to them. Part of the joy of being an artist, being a writer, being a creator, should always be the joy of watching and experiencing others as they take in your work, as they interpret for themselves what that artistry means. At a higher level, we're talking about archetypes. We've talked at length about archetypes in previous shows. The triangle speaks to us, no matter what your language is, no matter what your culture is. The circle speaks to us, no matter what your language is, no matter what your position on the planet is. And these basic geometrical symbols have taken on religious connotation, spiritual connotation, mystery school connotation, symbolisms that speak at a deeper level to us. And that is what an archetype is. So when we see a cross, no matter what your belief, no matter what your understanding, it has a manifestation in you at the emotional level, at the cognitive level, that has a whole language and dialogue. So archetypes help to hold thoughts, beliefs, philosophies in place for us that transcend politics, that transcend language, that transcend cultural belief and position in the world. So there's never a way to separate religion from spirituality. Anything that we do consistently, religiously, ritualistically, falls under the defining word of religion. On a day like today, we invoke lightning and wind. We invoke Sokvo and Bade. For my new listeners who aren't familiar with the voodoo Loa, the voodoo spirits of Sokvo and Bade, for many in the Yoruba world, Ifa, Santeria, Lakomi, you are acknowledging Shango and Oya today. But in voodoo, we have Sokvo. He is the god of lightning and the protector of flags. Sokvo is the brother of the three-horned Boso deity in Haitian voodoo. Sokvo is always accompanied by his companion, Bade, who is the Loa of wind. These brothers, these powers, these spirits are inseparable in their manifestation of lightning and wind, sudden change and transformation, renewal, rebirth, recreation. But they walk hand in hand and function with the spirit Agwe, who is also a storm Loa. In Yoruba, we often associate storm energy with Oya. When possessed by Sokvo, one hurls down polished stones, which are piously collected and used as symbols of the Loa. The legends and Pataki and stories of Shango speak of a deity that hurls lightning bolts that produce thunderstones that fall to earth and are thus collected and kept in sacred containers, sacred spaces. And these forces universally operate as wind, change, motion, but also lightning can be interpreted as electromagnetism, electric manifestation in our physical world, in our physical bodies, but also in our spirits. I often like to reference, when you were a kid and you rub your feet, on the carpet, in your socks, in the wintertime, and you touch your sibling and you'd get that electric current, that electric shock, and that energy exists in our eighth chakra regions, the beginning of those higher level chakras that are often not documented in books, that are often not talked about a whole lot in many of your study materials. Your basic seven chakras speak directly to the body, a physical body. But our energy field extends somewhat beyond the physical, and that is the realm in which this electromagnetic energy tends to collect itself on our bodies. But even the life of our cells, the atoms and the molecules and the interaction within our bodies, the macrocosm mirrors the microcosm, and the microcosm mirrors the macrocosm. And so we see cosmic universal movement and activity in our skies and the bodies of our planet and our cosmos, and we monitor that, keep up with that as astrology and astronomy. And so too, this electricity that we honor and acknowledge as lightning, as electromagnetic activity in Sogbo, and the wind that we acknowledge through the Lowa, the deity that we call Bande, the Lowa of Wind, is inseparable from change and transformation. And this is indeed the true spirit of the day. This is why we acknowledge fire and lightning and sky and the movement cosmos. This symbolizes itself, manifests itself, shows up in our demonstration as change, as transformation, as evolution. Life is a moving target. Indeed, we ourselves, in the development of who we are, is an act of moving against something that's already in motion. It's an act of playing catch up, if you will. Time waits for no one. The movement of life, of the years, of the birthdays, of the transformation and regeneration of ourselves every 7 years doesn't wait for our conscious awareness to catch up, doesn't wait for our intellectual knowledge and study to catch up. So indeed, life itself is a moving target. The evolution of our spirit is a moving target. We would hope to see and embrace the blessing in change. All is truly and indeed a blessing. We would hope to see and embrace the blessing in the challenge and the lesson, for indeed all is truly and indeed a blessing. Life is a moving target. There's a downside to over-focusing on one philosophy, one position, one belief system, and we show that up in our demonstration and how we look and how we dress and a particular path prays five times a day, and another path honors shrines and taurines, and we get caught up in perfecting the look and not perfecting our demonstration of the principle and the truth embedded within these various paths and traditions that we all seek to embrace and represent. For indeed, life and the process of growth and evolution is a moving target. Some of you are over-focused on my having hair or not having hair, by having makeup or not having makeup. And nothing is new. I abhor the idea that people see and view my demonstration as something that is new. I've always had hair or not had hair, had makeup or not had makeup. For indeed, I am, as we all are, many things. And as a performer, as a cultural performer and an artist and an actor, I transition into many things to carry and promote a message. We over honor hair and it becomes a deity itself. We over honor the cross, the temple, the synagogue, the building, the man, the minister, the teacher, the prophet, and they become the religion, the focus itself, and we lose sight of the deeper current that travel with spirit, that don't rest, that don't wait on us to play catch up, that don't wait on us to figure things out, and life continues to evolve and move forward. we've seen generationally a resistance to change since the beginning of mankind. I'm sure those who grew up with radio resisted TV, and those who grew up with TV resisted color TV, and those who only knew color TV resisted cable, and so on and so forth. And now we have internet and the production of new technology and new gadgets, and some of us learn those technologies quicker than others. Some of us pick up social media quicker than others. I can hear in my head some of you lamenting who now have more than one Facebook page. I can remember some of you lamenting the ending of Yahoo 360 and the sort of change and transformation that took place with MySpace. And now you're, you know, prolific in IG, and now you're prolific on Twitter. And so we all resist change on many levels, whether it's personal, whether it's in our diet, whether it's in something we need to learn in our workspace, in our educational space, in our personal space. And so it's the challenge that is the crossroads, and it's a moving target, my friends. It's a moving target. We will never know and fully understand and fully contain all that is God, all that is Goddess, all that is the mysteries and the wisdom of the universe that we seek to gain and understand through these mystery systems and these religious systems and these spiritual systems under this umbrella of ATR. For indeed, Goddess is so big, it's so massive, it's cosmic, universal. So I am a reflection of you. You are a reflection of me. It is embedded in the truth that is Namaste. If you understand what Namaste is, I acknowledge the divinity, the God that exists in you, and you acknowledge the God and the divinity that exists in me. We get caught up in the packaging. We get caught up in the look. Beloved brother, hear me, because I know you're listening. I love what you bring to the table. We've been following, we've been friends, we've been family for over a decade now. And you know exactly who you are, but you don't need the accent. That India, Hindu, Swami accent, you don't need that. Just be you. Just be true to you. Just be organic to you. We know who you are. We love who you are. The voice is so off-putting. The voice is so off-putting. I often can't hear your message beyond. You don't need that. You're good enough just as you are. You're 100% as you are. You are God's body as you are. Just be you. Just be you. And of course, that's my message to all of us. Just be you. Voodoo is nature. Nature manifests science and in math and in vegetation and plants and animals and humanity. There are so many universal, cosmic, diverse, wide-ranging, reaching definitions to what nature. There is enough voodoo there for all of us to explore and be magical and be powerful and bring forth that which our ancestors fought and strive for, die for, in our name, in our honor, in our grace. Until next time, I have an audition tomorrow, so I might not be here at noon tomorrow. But until next time, remembering all is truly and indeed a blessing, I'm going to leave you with Congo Square, Ashe, Asheo, and Ashe.
Congo Square. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. A sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our host, the Omus Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Le Place de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang, we beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us, inside the beat of us. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate, a world heralded by the beat, be, beat, being, beating, being of black heart drums. Heart beat, heart beat, heart be at this place be heart beat, be we beating place in new world space, beating being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal, be what we were before we became what we are. Be Bambula dance, be Banza music, and sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy. Must retain and pass on the essential us-ness that others want to dissipate, whip out of us.
Whoa!
But no matter. No matter how much of us they prohibit. No matter how much of us they prohibit. Deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning. A sun day. A feel. A feel. Without shade, but dark. Dark with the people black of us in various shades, eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat. Be. Beat. Be. Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Be. Be. Remember.